from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
EU ministers' modification of the banana protocol draws swift criticism. Guyana government condemns opposition threat to step up demonstrations as repugnant, and reggae boys salvage points and pride in their French farewell. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. That banana decision a little later in the program, but first to Guyana, where the government has reacted strongly to a statement from the leader of the opposition People's National Congress, Desmond Hoyt, that the PNC will be stepping up pressure on the government. At a rally of thousands of opposition supporters last night in one of Georgetown's main squares, Mr. Hoyt said his party will carry out a campaign of defiance and civil resistance. Government spokesman Roger Luncheon gave his reaction to journalists in Georgetown earlier today.
We find those provocative and inflammatory statements made in that context repugnant. And even in the context of our imminent return to the dialogue, counterproductive. The administration's position is quite clear that Mr. Hoyt has to be told by all and sundry, and he has to be told repetitively.
Roger Luncheon, the PNC refuses to recognize the government of President Janet Jagan, and PNC supporters have been staging demonstrations in the capital, Georgetown. There have been clashes with the police. The trouble goes back to December, when the PNC said elections were rigged. A CARICOM brokered review failed to end the standoff between them and the government, and talks broke down. Well, David Dicaries is the editor and publisher of the Daily Stabroek News. He told me that talks between the two parties are the way to solve the problem.